This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gretchen Don't Want Ham. That was submitted by Senior Smoke, SR underscore Smoke. We're picking the winner for this month's giveaway. You have to become a member to get your name into this bowl of the 420 Club. You can sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. The giveaway this time, and a lot of times going into the future, I think, is I'm going to pick a name, and then whatever city they live in, I got to try to do a show there and get them and their friends into the show. And then possibly have a personalized meet and greet. So the winner is Rich DeMarinis, and it's New York City. So that's not going to be so tough for me to arrange. In fact, I've got two shows just went on sale. They're in pre-sale mode right now. Two 12 Guests of Christmas Doug Loves Movies shows at the Gramercy Theater November 26th and 27th. So if you go to try and buy tickets right now, you can't get them yet, but unless you have the code CHORUS, CHORUS. Here's some more plugs. I've got shows coming up in Tacoma, Chicago, San Francisco, Cleveland, Boise, Portland, Oregon, and more. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for all of my dates. Enjoy the show!
This is going to be a fun one.
It's shameful, but I use a machine.
Action Bronson is already shaming Brett Gelman over his inability to roll.
I'm a terrible roller.
Do you want to try one?
I'll try it.
Give it a go.
Use our little rolling tray and put a little of that in there.
Didn't bring any weed?
The sativa is called Kona.
No, did you?
Yeah, that's my goddamn weed.
You just put your finger in. Holy shit.
The one you just put there.
Is it all right if I use your weed, or should I use other weed?
Now that it's in between your fingers.
Man, don't finger a man's weed like that.
You could, go ahead.
We were talking about smoking body oils. Isn't this like part of the beauty
of body oil? Yeah. Which one? Fucking Bath and Body Works? Or the like the plush one? What about the thing that you throw in the bath? What about the thing you throw in the bath? The bomb.
Right, yeah.
Where it makes the fucking bath purple and pink.
Beautiful.
Fucking Jerry Garcia bath.
Yeah, exactly.
I get bath bombs through TSA all the time.
Is it all right, though, if I try and roll some of your weed, or do you want me to put it back?
Yeah, but you're going to need a lot more than that.
No, I know, but I don't want to.
Yeah, give it.
It's a shameful amount.
Could you touch it instead of him?
I'm not such a novice here.
Hit the fucking pipe, though. The pipe is probably better.
I will hit the pipe.
Yeah, we loaded all this.
It's already loaded.
What's your strain called? What did you bring?
This is just some hardcore OG right here.
Okay.
West Coast Cure hardcore.
I like it.
It's fire.
I can't wait.
I didn't know that we were supposed to bring weed. Nobody told me that.
No, I think that's,
well, I just always
I think
have
that's
it
something
on
that right. Action... Is that what we call you, Action?
You could call me Action. You could call me Dolores. You could call me Bronson. Whatever you want.
I think I got to go with Dolores. I don't...
Bronzolino.
I can't believe you gave me that.
That's all right.
Permission to do that.
Right. I mean, it's pretty crazy. I am like a gigantic fan of this man.
I really love
his music a lot.
Thank you.
I think he is one of the best lyricists right now, if not the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah, man.
I
heavy
saw shit. You at, oh shit, like, 19 after the hour.
I've been listening since before Chandeliers.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's weird. I didn't know I was that quick.
This is an amazing,
fucking fotzing around over
amazing
here.
Pairing. Action, you probably can tell us all about your favorite Brett Gelman shows Comedy Central.
I do. I like them all.
I'll send you links. I'll send you links Give me so a that five, you can check it out.
Name I some of them, like and I definitely will like it.
I mean,
yeah, he's got a new movie called Lemon.
Yeah.
Lemon.
That is out everywhere you could see a movie, digital, Amazon, theaters, all this Friday.
Yes.
All on the same day. It makes it so much easier that way.
Yeah.
And people can check it out. It's got, they wrote down the list of the cast for me, like Michael Cera and a million other people are in it.
Yeah, we really lucked out with an incredible cast, yeah.
You co-wrote the script and you star in the movie.
Yeah, and Janixa Bravo.
Directed it.
Yeah, co-wrote and directed it. Yeah. And it's exciting, you know? It took like 5 years to get the money because everybody was like, this is weird. How are we going to make money with this?
Weird movie. Weird doesn't make money.
You basically watch me fail for like 90 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
Just like we're going to do right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's very autobiographical. Yeah, no, it's like he's this guy who his girlfriend leaves him at the beginning of the movie, like long-term girlfriend, and then he teaches this really shitty acting class.
How the fuck do I
class.
Take that shit out of there?
Check this out.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There's water
How do you
right
do
Oh,
that.
Yeah, the fucking water.
That's right.
Fucking
you can't dump
hammer.
It like that. You need, a Coke spoon.
Yeah, well,
you have yours?
Get rid of the water.
I don't have mine right now. I don't have mine. You have
Nothing
yours?
Nothing like a little
I
pipe don't. Water yeah. in the road. I just use my give this place a nice smell.
Yeah, I use my keys. My keys.
Keys always work.
Yeah, keys work.
Yeah. Pokeball.
But, basically.
Now we put water back in the bitch.
Yeah, now how do we do that?
I'm not really sure.
I thought.
We'll get that taken care of during
we
the break.
We have to pour it.
Pour it from our mugs?
From our mouth.
Maybe we need to abandon.
Just
maybe we need to abandon the water pipe.
That's my favorite one so far. It's the only one I hit, but
what
I like
this.
I don't know.
Look at him.
Oh, cute. He kind of looks like Jerry
this?
Garcia.
It does, right?
Thank you.
I was at the. I saw his last two performances.
There's fucking Groucho Marx on there.
Whose last two performances?
I saw Jerry Garcia's last two performances with the Grateful Dead at Soldier's Field in 1995.
What killed him that you came back a second time? did he see
McDonald's?
You in the crowd?
But wait, who's
was the McDonald's
with them
that
now?
He ate
Adam
night.
Lambert, right?
No, it's John Mayer.
Adam Lambert
and
sings
didn't go
with
to
Queen.
Those shows.
Oh, okay.
That'd be funny if they got a glam rocker guy to sing for
Jerry Garcia.
That'd be fun.
Oh, fucking Adam Lambert.
They should just call it a new name for the band. People will still like go out and see it. Why continue to call it the Grateful Dead or Queen? Just call it a new band, and then you know that those members are in there.
Yeah, Queen-ish.
And then people will go see it. It's just like
Queen-esque.
I've been told that being in the parking lot of a Grateful Dead concert could change your life.
It was pretty wild. I mean,
get your first hit of L. Fucking freak.
I had done LSD before I went and saw my first Dead show. But yeah, I did plenty of acid.
I thought of a good name for him. Grateful Actually Dead.
Yeah, that is a good name. Yeah, no.
Bronson.
Never have you seen like more white dudes with dreads, white suburb kids with dreads, though. It's like really, it's pretty.
I've been to fucking. You've been to Red Rocks, Colorado?
Oh, I hear that's an amazing place to see a show.
Yeah. No, that's like white dread central.
Everyone's
right?
wearing fucking leather bound sandals, the ones that like strap up to your fucking knee.
Yeah.
It's crazy, like barbarian sandals.
Never had I like had so many white kids tell me that Babylon would fall soon. Lots of praise and jaw before they took hits. I was like, you're from...
Selassie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you're from fucking Downers Grove, motherfucker. What are you doing, praise and jaw? Like, give me a fucking break.
Hey, the people could praise who the fuck they
you're
want.
You're right.
Man.
You know what? You're right. I should have more of your attitude.
You gotta
I'm way too judgmental.
Don't judge, man. You can fucking praise Jaws for Dead. Everybody,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Listen to Dolores. It's you gotta because... be...
Josh for everybody.
I do love when you call yourself Dolores, though.
You know?
Fantastic.
That could be a side project, your whole album.
Does Alchemist have a lot of, does he have tracks on your new album?
Alchemist has tracks for
sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you're about to begin the third season of Fuck That's Delicious.
Yes, sir.
Over on our...
Yeah, go ahead. There you go.
Our friends at Viceland make that show.
What the hell is going on?
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, man. Not only is it a show about weed and eating weed, it's got the word fuck in the title. Like, that's a show that just does not care.
We don't give a fuck about eating weed as much. We eat everything and smoke weed. Yeah. I like smoking weed.
Oh, it's
weed
not
more.
Like Bone a Bong Appetite.
It would never be like that.
Where,
No.
I this don't is, get this it when the they original. Do a three-course meal that's all
this
full
is the
of weed.
Original.
That sounds, isn't that disgusting?
No,
we don't
You're
fuck with that, man.
You're a serious chef. You wouldn't.
I like eating food from a fucking, you know, a very, very prestigious chef. And then get fucking
that
blasting
sounds
off.
So
he's
much
like,
better
he's
to
a
me.
Serious, Come on, he's man. Just as serious as a
I
chef
I don't want
as he
motherfucking
is.
Every fucking course laced with bullshit. You know, you're going to be demolished.
Yeah.
You can't really eat that well.
Right.
And yeah.
It affects
adding
the taste
it for
of the
flavor.
Food, too.
And it's got that forced ingredient that's like a quick fire challenge or some shit. Like,
who needs
that, you know?
Bullshit.
Dried no, you up smoke plant weed so you can taste the food. You don't want to, like... I mean, you were been cooking a long time.
A long time, man. Junior high school was my first chance at pussy.
Uh-huh.
It was making a fucking pasta with peppers.
Right, right.
And tomatoes and stuff like that. And that was really what it was about. Me trying to impress a woman.
And
because I wasn't
pussy really responds to other
physique.
P words.
Right, right.
Peppers.
Yeah. You know, physique-wise, I
wasn't... Pasta.
Right. You know. No, I hear you. So...
Banana.
Papaya.
So was the, but how long were you cooking before that? Before you were 15? Or was that when you started?
I don't fucking remember. At the end of the day, I think I remember cooking. I might have put a bagel in the oven a couple times.
Right.
You hit anything yet,
He's over here fotsing around.
I have hit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm smoking.
I didn't notice.
I'll hit something again. I'll prove it to you.
Yeah, no, take that. Hit the hammer.
Great. I'll take your lighter.
Yeah, we don't have too many good lighters. It's like a very typical pot table in somebody's apartment.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know where all the lighters go. I think every time somebody's here, they take one.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit that.
Thank you.
I got you.
Want this.
Wait, so did we cover yet when you guys started smoking weed, your high histories?
I'm going to have my whole high history.
Can I get a little score? I got this one.
I was 15 years old. It was at my first Dead show, but I didn't get high. The weed was fucking dirt. So,
Wait, you already knew it was bad weed? Oh, you did? It didn't
well,
get
because
you
I
high.
Didn't get high.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, we got like all the, you know, all that brown shit.
The brown weed's good,
then.
Though, man. Are you kidding me?
Some of it was good. Some of it made me fucking lose my mind. But
exactly.
You have I would to, be out for the count like catatonic.
You have to do certain things to make that weed good. You have to, like, fucking play games. Like, let's play a game real quick.
Yeah.
This is what you have to do with bad weed, but this is really good weed. So I'm going to hit it, and I'm going to pass it. I'm going to hold it until I get it back. Everyone do the same.
Okay.
Hold it until you get it back.
I love this game.
Cool.
It's called Chicago.
Okay. I like that. That's where I'm from.
Let's go.
Yeah, if he's got to get it back.
No bullshit.
Oh, shit. Take a big hit, say.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Hit it.
Oh, my God.
Doug waited.
What are you doing to me?
No. No, can't do it.
Keep
can't
it going, keep it. It going, keep it going.
I'll hit it, but I can't
keep
hold
it going.
It anymore.
Come on,
I can't
again.
Hold it. Oh, man.
That's the Chicago way. I first smoked weed in the park at a fucking chess table. In Queens, they have fucking chess tables cemented into the park, you know, in the back area. You could play chess, you could play checkers, you could fucking play cards, whatever you want to do. It's a perfect surface for rolling a blunt.
Right.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So that's where I first smoked weed. I was like pussying out a little bit. I didn't inhale too much. I just little tap.
Right.
But then I finally came into full bloom in like early years of high school, junior.
Yeah.
I would fucking go to school just to meet up with my friends just to smoke weed. Meet up in the front of the store, get a bagel with cream cheese, sausage, egg, cheese, bacon, ham, jelly.
Yeah.
And butter on
it. Yeah.
You know?
I rolled the same way. I would like... I get high in the morning, and then you know you have class, and go out for lunch,
and then jump in your homie's Accord.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Go out for lunch, get smoke all throughout lunch. This is junior and senior year of high school for me. Smoke all throughout lunch, and then eat a piece of my lunch for the following period. So like, then like fifth
what kind
period,
of lunch would you have?
It was like kosher bologna and like cheese.
Well, what you mean like the Hebrew National salami?
No, but there was bologna too that we could get.
Fucking blowing my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy bologna. It's the best bologna you'll ever have.
I love it.
It's insane.
I could have actually gotten into high school and enjoyed it more if I'd have you know discovered weed at that time. I think it would have been good for me. Like, it's easier to sit through classes if you're high, right?
Yeah.
Because you just sit there and think about whatever you want.
Yeah. As long as the teacher didn't notice that you were high. But they're all so fucking miserable, most of them. None of them are, like, looking past the front of their nose.
Right.
So they couldn't tell.
I got it. We got to go to a break soon. Is this speeding by? And
it's going by fast.
We also need to acknowledge that we have this... a fun metal sign that we have here on the front of the table that was made by a gentleman by the name of Tim Salen made that. So I made an ash on the card and signed it, so can we maybe send that to Tim?
Nope.
You know, it's not as good as the thing he made for us, but
fantastic. Whatever. No, it's nice.
I mean, that's thoughtful, the ash and the signature.
Yeah.
It's like a piece of hair.
I really give. Yeah.
No, that's
she
very
cut
nice.
Off a piece the house was really more of an
cut
accident.
Cut a piece of pubic hair and
but,
staple it.
Okay. Let me, where
staple
are the scissors?
I think that would be good. You should cut off your pubic hair and put it in the thing.
Stapled,
hey, guess what
stapled
also?
In a dime bag.
Yeah.
Give them a dime bag of pubic hair.
They would get high off your pubes.
We have surpassed 420,000 subscribers. That was a fun, like, you know, goal we set for ourselves.
Congratulations.
So, yeah. It only took how long?
That's great.
Three years, but we did it. And we got to go to break, but we'll be back with Brett Gelman and Action Jackson. I knew I was going to fucking say that. There's only two actions I've ever known in my entire life. Action Bronson is here. We'll be back.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable, right? But that perfect balance is hard to find. Don't sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies. August is National Underwear Month, and to celebrate, MeUndies is making it easier than ever to try the world's most comfortable underwear by giving you a risk-free guarantee all National Underwear Month long. If you don't love your MeUndies, they're free. MeUndies are made from Lenzing Micromodal, a sustainably sourced, naturally soft fabric that's proven to be 3 times softer than cotton. Micromodal is an all-natural, breathable, eco-friendly fabric extruded from Austrian beech trees that actually inhibits odor. What? No stinky undies? Just soft, cool, and cozy MeUndies. MeUndies are the ultimate feel-good undies for when you want to feel naked, but not actually be naked. And for the fellas, MeUndies Diamond Seam Pouch cradles your jewels and gives your stuff the support it needs without feeling too tight. All National Underwear Month long, you can feel them for yourself, risk-free. It's simple, If you don't love your MeUndies, they're free. Now until August 31st, get 20% off your first pair plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/Doug. That's MeUndies.com/Doug. MeUndies.com/Doug.
It really is the lying fucking sexist
Seriously.
Shit.
Seriously.
Serious liars.
How are
welcome
we doing?
Back.
How is this? You guys are doing great.
I like a good
super
liar.
Super fun episode. I paused on the blunt for a second. the joint.
Can't just leave it lonely like
the
that.
Blunt, no. Blunt sized joint.
You know what I mean?
Hey, where like, do you have an opinion one way or the other on blunts?
I grew up on blunts. It's a beautiful thing, but you have to, you know, sometimes. It fucking gives you that wheeze, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
That fucking wheeze lung.
That paper. It's the paper's thick.
But I rolled them yeah. so beautiful. I took so much paper off, but still, it's just smoking cardboard. Even this is fucking bad. You gotta just hit it straight up. I should be using a fucking wick. I should be doing a
right.
lot of, you know, I should also be eating more healthy, yeah. but I don't. What are we gonna do?
We're going to enjoy ourselves. That's what we're going to do.
I'm going to fucking definitely die happy. I'm not going to be miserable ever.
All right.
I'll try.
This is a fun part of the show Amen. For people that are as high as we are right now. This is called Marijuana Know Something. And I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
And you have to try to... It has a theme? I didn't know it had a theme.
Oh, wow, it has a... That's
Let me
great.
Say it again. We'll hear the theme.
Yeah.
Marijuana Know Something. Oh my God!
Everyone's
hyped. We can fix that in editing.
Everyone's All right. totally stoned right now.
How much
it
of
was
our
Chicago?
How much of our DNA is non-functional? Like a percentage from 0 to 100. How much of our DNA is non-functional?
DNA is non-functional.
I don't even understand the question.
I think it sounds a little bit ridiculous. Like
yeah. How would we
what
know
is
that?
The function of DNA?
You'd have to test every single person. You'd have to test every single person. It would be different for everyone. And then what does that even mean?
Well, there's like DNA. There's DNA molecules inside us that just don't do shit. They're not. They don't get involved.
Right.
What percentage of them in a fucking person?
I mean, I'd say in a
Can we swear
good amount of
part?
People. With a good amount of people, they probably have a lot of non-functional DNA. A lot of people are super
fucked. Oh, you think
fucked.
we break our own DNA as we go?
I don't know. No, maybe. Or following in some sort of line.
I don't know. I'm not smart enough to get the
inherited,
question.
Inherited trauma.
Guess a number from 0 to 100.
44.
It says 44. You want to go lower or higher?
72.
Close. 75% is non-functional. Whatever that means.
I thought we were just guessing numbers. I didn't know it was still part of the question.
So terrible. I thought it was the next
this
question.
Was a different, guys, here's another one for you. Pick
I
a number.
It was the next question.
I thought it was a different. I thought this was more like a layman question
like,
for
all
us.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
something
let's make
simpler.
This
How about a simpler one?
Okay. Let me make it easier for you. Red or blue?
Oh, no comment. Love them both. Love them both.
Oh, no, you gotta pick one. You gotta pick the red pill
red
and the blue,
blue
pill. Right? Are those the two colors in the Matrix?
I don't think so. I think it's black and gray. Right? Aren't those the
Oh, Morpheus. Everything's yeah. gotta be a statement with Morpheus.
Love his glasses.
Morpheus's glasses.
Morpheus glasses yeah. is fucking amazing.
They're great. He looks really cool in that movie.
Hey, you guys, marijuana know something?
Yeah.
According to the National Retail Federation, Americans spend $310 million on what for their pets last year. So in the course of a year, $310 million are spent by Americans on a specific thing for their pets.
Food. Right?
I think that's a real obvious
It seems like that would be the answer. Seems
right, like it's not toys.
Clothing. Seems like why did someone type that up and have Doug say it?
Clothing. Oh, clothing.
No. Jackets, shoes, apparel, belts.
Necklaces, earrings. Shoes.
Diapers, shoes. Wallets, leather
brooches,
wallets.
Brooches.
Angle hats.
Grills.
I gotta give it to you, but it is even more crazily specific.
Diapers. I'm the caretaker and the lover of an 18-year-old.
No, the other
boy.
Way. The other way.
More, an 18-year-old man.
You are?
And I love him. And he gets, I fucking spend stupid money on diapers.
Right.
Because you fuck. I don't want him pissing all over the place.
Right.
You know? I don't want to clean piss every 2 seconds.
No.
He pisses a lot like an old man.
Right.
You know? He's fucking just pissing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what happens. Well, it's better for him that way.
It is.
He doesn't care that there's piss on his...
Well, his piss, the bladders, you don't want it to explode, so he has to take care of the piss.
Right, right. Halloween costumes.
Halloween costumes.
I think that falls under apparel.
It's, that falls under very apparel. Close.
Oh, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. But isn't it crazy, though, that it's just for that one day even? You were more logical.
Well,
like,
how about
all
this?
The things, the shoes.
I have two of them hanging in my house. I have a fucking lobster for the dog and a pumpkin. He's a lobster and a fucking pumpkin.
But don't you have to buy another one?
Yeah, he's so
soon?
Cute, though. He looks so
October,
cute
man.
In the pumpkin and the fucking lobster.
Oh my god. That's
he lays
great.
Down and he's just like, there's a lobster on the floor.
The answer is Halloween costumes. Interesting. We'll edit that. It's going to be great. You still can't remember what it's called. And now this?
Hit that one.
No, but what's it going to be part of?
That one's dumb right now.
All
right.
It's
now this weed.
And now this weed. Well, I do some hot topics?
Yeah.
Hot topics!
Were we just silent for like 30 seconds?
That sounded like the Hot Pockets.
I feel like we were just silent for like 30 seconds.
Did you steal the Hot Pockets logo? Like, Hot Pocket?
What was that? It's like that. It's but it's Hot Topics.
Hot Topic!
Like that.
Yeah, oh, great.
I totally misheard.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Remember when we thought that the number question was its own question?
Yes. I do.
Yeah, we remember that, so it's not that much of a memory killer.
Right, exactly. We're okay.
We're doing all right.
No, we'll remember everything that we've said or done here today.
Do you remember where you left your gondola?
Yeah.
That you were... Is it over in Venice? Venice is close by.
Yeah, it's in Venice. Sometimes I park it at the Santa Monica Pier, you know? Park it, get off, get on the Ferris wheel. It's
exactly.
fun. Eating cotton candy.
You definitely have to make a day of this because you're going to leave here.
Oh, oh yeah.
Do you have shit to do today?
Just like a lot of rowing.
That's amazing.
He's busy today running with a bit.
I think it's good to associate.
Keeping it going.
I think it's good to associate Jews with a body of water. I think it gives.
It'll get lost me on that one.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Lost.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm not going to explain it. I'm not going to attempt to explain it.
Well, there's apparently an 11-year-old girl who is straight up suing the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to basically legalize cannabis because it stops her crippling seizures. And they live in Denver so that they can, so she can have it legally.
Yeah.
And, you know, now they're trying to turn that shit around.
Right.
So she's straight up suing an 11-year-old. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I wish her all the luck there is. I mean, I guess there's a bunch of plaintiffs that are all, you know, trying to get them to reclassify it, not make it a Schedule I narcotic.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all the other Schedule I narcotics if I had a show where we sat around and did it?
We would die.
And fucking kept doing it.
People would die on
hey,
this
pass
show.
That needle back over here.
That's no,
so
I mean,
insane.
You...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy. What a fucking asshole.
Fucking pot topic number two is also
pot topic.
Jeff Sessions related. He's put together a task force to figure out how the federal government should deal with legalized marijuana in states that have legalized it. You know, Obama was all hands off, and now they're going to try to be hands on.
Right. Well,
so that's no good. I said only happy ones.
Right. We can block
I have
it,
like
though.
A Casey Kasem like fit. You can't play that cute pot topic song and then I talk about something depressing.
Pot topic.
You know, we got to make sure that doesn't happen. You know?
Yeah. At least we all get a tweet about it all day long.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
That's an option.
It's so lame hearing about, you know, these people every day.
They didn't really think this pipe through the way it, the way once you've cashed a bowl,
right.
You can't tap it out because it's got water in it.
Right.
Use the fucking
I don't think they thought of that when they made this beautiful piece.
There should be, yeah, like a miniature drawer in the side of it. Yeah.
There it is. Brand new.
Well, apparently HempFest was being fined by the city of Seattle, and then they changed their mind and they dropped the fine.
Good for them.
Because it's fucking called HempFest. Like, hey, we're going to give you a ticket for doing that planned event named weird. After weed.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It's weird.
Good for them.
But that's a happy one. That's perfect. That's perfect way to... To wrap up the pot topic segment.
Take the first one.
Pot topic!
Did we speak on it enough, do you think? I felt like...
Would you like to speak on it more?
It was very minimalist. I felt like all of our reactions to all of the hot topics were very, very sparse.
Okay. Go. It's almost time for another break, if you can believe that. I guess
crazy.
Everybody can believe it.
Yeah.
Not that crazy.
We can't believe it.
It's not that nuts. But if you're just joining us, we're here with Action Bronson, who's... You got something new coming out?
All kinds of
Season
shit.
3 of the TV show in Viceland.
All kinds. I got a fucking album coming out August 25th.
What's that called?
It's called Blue Chip 7000. I got a book coming out September 12th called Fuck That's Delicious, The Book. An annotated guide to eating well. Co-written by Rachel Wharton. I also got Fuck That's Delicious Classic Years from the fucking internet days. Popping off August 24th. There's going to be a lot of more shit of me. A lot of more shit of me. You know? I can't even speak in English anymore.
Listen, Brad, it's great having you here, too. We don't have time for your plugs, but...
Wait
a minute.
Hold on a second.
Buddy. Lemon.
Lemon.
See it everywhere.
Yep. Premieres in theaters and on demand.
Like, wherever you watch movies, it's going to be there, probably.
I think you'll like it. It's for the heads, you know? It's for the heads. As our sound designer said.
Let's go to commercial on that. we'll be right back with more. Show? What are you waiting for?
Shit.
Oh, my God.
That's Helen.
Don't get up. Let it keep ringing.
Why?
Because you don't need her.
I thought you liked her.
I don't like her. She's a sneak.
She's a sneak? What are you talking about? Wow.
Wow.
That was empowering.
Yeah, let's play it again.
I've never not picked up when she's called. Hey.
What?
Look at me. Hey, thanks for doing this with me, even though, you know, it didn't work. And you're right, it's not about comparing my experience to other people's experiences, you know? I'm my own vessel adrift on an ocean of consciousness, and to navigate it, I have to confront my own superego. Oh my God, I'm tripping.
Okay, cool. I'm tripping too.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
I'm getting dug. Getting dug with I. I'm getting dug.
Who's with Ari Shaffir? Whoever was with Ari didn't want to do it.
I'm supposed to remember that? I don't remember. I'm sitting here trying to remember who the one person was that didn't want to do dabs. Because in the last segment, we do some dabs.
All right, I'll do some dabs.
Just to...
Fuck.
But it was so much fun during the break because Action was like, are you ready to do some dabs?
You know what? Let me get my fucking rig.
Oh, shit. Bringing in another rig.
Let me bring in the Japanese artillery.
This is not. We're not fucking around,
you
guys.
Let me get the torch, please.
Oh, fuck.
I'm in this bag.
Wow. Right. I guess it's a good thing we're doing it early in the day.
I need some fucking Fiji water, please.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. He asked for a specific kind of water. I don't know if we have
You have any water in a bottle, please? I'll take it, as long as it's not in a box, like a paper box.
Paper box water.
Don't worry. I don't have anything crazy in here. It's just glass.
Okay.
This is how I roll around. Let me pull out this Japanese piece.
Yeah, do we need to make some more room for you there?
Yeah, can we move this thing so it doesn't break?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
Thank you.
Taylor Rizzo, the dab king.
You have a dab mat?
Yeah, this little.
That'll work.
Oh, my God.
That'll do.
Check out the noise this makes when you drop it. Oh, wait, it's loaded. Hang on, I'm going to empty it. No, I can't. Fuck it. On a future episode, I'll drop that. It makes a really interesting noise.
Really going out with a bang here, aren't we?
I'm going to set you up. So look at this fucking thing. Hold it gently. Hold it very gently, or else you owe me $25,000.
Oh, my God. Please get this out of my hand.
That thing is... That's a lot of responsibility.
Yo, don't fucking drop 25, man.
That's, oh, man.
You just did a movie.
Here, let me hold it for a second.
Okay.
Oh, this is a terrible idea.
Oh, God.
Wow, it's like, I didn't expect, you were holding it in such a, I thought it was going to be heavier.
Oh, no.
It's gorge.
Okay.
Just holding it delicately.
We're going to take care of you nice now.
That was exciting.
You ready to get taken care of nice?
I guess.
Don't make me ask you twice.
Define nice.
You're going to get taken care of nice.
Oh, boy.
Real good.
Sorry we made you come in today.
Oh, yeah, you're ready. Hold on, let me get the timer ready.
All right.
So we hit it at the perfect temperature.
Hey, why don't we do that other thing we were talking to you about doing? Yeah. I think more than one thing can happen at a time.
Isn't it
over there?
I have to get it nice and hot right now.
That's it over there, right? He's standing right next to it.
Is this intimidating? It's not crack.
No, I've done this before.
Okay.
Yeah.
You smoked crack before? Because I got some fucking heavy-duty stuff.
Should we smoke crack?
Take a little nibble on it.
I would actually be down to smoke crack with you right now if you had some.
Huh? Really?
I've never tried it, but I'd be down to smoke some fucking crack with you.
I've never had crack. That'd be pretty wild, though.
At the end of the day, you got to give everything a go, right?
Yeah. I mean, why not?
I'd smoke some goddamn crack with you.
I wish I brought some crack.
I would have smoked it with you.
That would have been great. A smoking crack right here, right now. Doug, would you smoke crack with
us? No, but I'd eat this whole cake.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I think I'd feel pretty much the same.
Right.
That's pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
But it says getting Doug with high for 20,000 for
very nice.
420,000 subscribers. So
congratulations, man.
Thank you for making this cake. And everyone here at Jash can enjoy it at their leisure. But it looks like a Jell-O mold, but it's actually cake. It's,
yeah. Looks like the universe.
It's fucking trippy.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
All right, we got the new album, Blue Chip 7000.
That's correct, man.
It's going to be available August 25th, but pre-order it now.
Do that, please.
ActionBronson.com.
Nah, that shit sucks. Yeah, my website game is not well.
Yeah?
It's not doing too well.
Where are they supposed to go then?
I'm not sure.
Oh, really? Well, get on it, you guys. Go to ActionBronson.com.
One of these things. I don't know. Just find it somewhere.
Hook it up.
Hold it really nicely.
All right.
Put the straw in your mouth. Fucking, all right, put your pinky up. Close
pinky.
One eye.
Come on.
Hold on.
Are you ready? Suck, suck, suck.
I'm trying to decide which
hit
eye
it.
I'm going to close.
Hit it. No. What are you doing? Keep going, fool. Go, hit it. Now you're getting it. Now you're smoking.
Oh, no.
If you're going to cough to the side. Hit it.
Wow, you're like a doctor. Turn your head and cough. Holy shit.
Let me clean it out and get you
ready.
That
was like the equivalent of salsa and weed smoking. That was the salsa of smoking weed. Oh. No.
Oh, no.
That right there.
Oh, goodness.
You just hit some nameless genetic sherbet. Ooh. Some mega sherbet.
Some nameless genetic sherbet.
Yeah, you know how good fucking sherbet is? You know, I used to get the sherbet from Key Food.
Right.
You know rainbow sherbet and just
sure,
eat
course,
the whole fucking thing?
Course.
It was one of my favorite things to do as a child.
I love sherbet.
As a 5-year-old.
Yeah. No, I
want to mention lemon one more time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I might not be
good?
Speaking after this hit. I have
good?
Not seen it. No, they sent a screener or whatever, but I don't want to watch it that way. I want to watch it in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Is there a thing? Is there an event?
We're opening this weekend at the New Art in L.A. and
amazing.
In San Francisco.
Beautiful.
And on demand at the same time.
On demand meaning?
iTunes, Amazon, you know.
Gotcha. Cable?
So, go to the fucking New
it's
Art.
It's not going straight to cable, right?
No.
This not is not
yet.
Like a Master P movie. I got the hookup. Holler if you hear
no,
me.
No. It was at all the Olympics at Sundance and South By, a lot of festivals and stuff.
Hey, am I on?
I'm just answering the Master P question.
Master P.
It's not like a Master P movie. No.
No hate on Master
P. I got sound
no,
issues.
Of course,
shit,
of course
right.
not.
Don't even worry, we got you right now.
No, all respect to
okay, thanks.
The Master P.
When they get you right now.
Oh, I'm sitting here like, what's this wire sticking
just
out over
just slide
here?
Back slightly so I
what
can slide
I do?
Over.
Oh, shit, what am I going to do?
All right.
We have a minute. We have a minute. Let's just chill.
What do you mean?
Well, I have the timer going off.
Oh, for the perfect time to do
because
it?
Because the nail, it's a little thick on the bottom, so when I heat it to about, I don't know, it heats real hot. And then you cool it down so you get the perfect temperature. So I cool it a minute, to minute and 10, minute 20 seconds.
All so right, you so get we the still got 30
flavor.
Seconds. Okay.
You know?
That's are like we... when you're about to bungee jump and they're like, hang on.
Yeah, just
stand here on this plank for a minute.
Right. Yep. Waiting for the wind to change.
I was like ready for it.
You're ready. Stay ready.
All right, I'll stay ready.
It's nice. It's actually very nice.
Yeah, right? It's relaxing.
Yeah, it is.
See, that's the comment that everyone always has. Oh, it's so nice.
No, because I smoked some other shit and that made me
so,
fucking...
It's so pure. It's so clean. It's so like, oh, it's so floral.
It just makes me sleepy, but I like it, though.
Hold it nicely, please.
I'm not again it.
I'm going to fucking carb cap it for you so when you...
Okay.
You're going to really get it good.
All right, I'm going to try.
All right, just count to
wish
10.
Me luck, everybody.
Count to 10.
Out loud?
No, we're already at 4.
Yeah, me
now
too.
Now we're
me
at
too.
6.
Mm-hmm. Almost there.
All
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Oh, this is going to be fucking beauty. That's going to be Beauty and the Beast. Get it. Have it. Get it. To the side.
To the side.
Clear that.
Oh, shit.
To the side.
That's the title of this episode. To the side.
Oh, shit. There it is. Why didn't I bring it out earlier?
Wow. Yeah, the rest of the show would just be,
Yeah.
Thinking about your next movie?
Yeah.
Good. I want you to start thinking about it already. And have me in mind.
Of course.
Thank you.
Always.
Fucking bullshit me.
I'm not bullshitting you.
All right, good. I'm gonna go back to the tape. Like, yo, son, if this movie does really well, I really want to be in the next one.
You got it, man. You got it.
Our next show here is going to be August 21st, also at 11:15 a.m. I'm gonna go back, go home, and sleep until then.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that is... Wow.
I don't know, yeah.
Spicy.
What is the rest of the day? What is it?
It doesn't matter when you're wearing white pants. You can do anything you want.
You're right. That's why I'm wearing them. I wish I could get away with a lot more.
You really could.
Yeah. I get away with a lot.
Wow. So this is for you, this one.
Your turn.
Do you need us to do anything?
Nah, just chill.
I could do that. I'm down for that right now. I looked to see what movies they had playing right over here, you know, in case I want to just go see a movie after this.
They have a lot of, like, rock is in every fucking movie.
Yeah, that's all. Every single movie is the rock.
He's in every movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of tremendous.
I was like, do you have any rockless movies? And they're like, no, sorry.
It's not a chance.
He's in every one of them. So.
There's no rockless movies.
They changed the sign even.
Rock is in your
movie
too, right?
It's called The Rock Line.
Yeah, Rock's in our movie.
Michael Cera, The Rock, Judy Greer.
The Rock.
You put like 10 names on the card of people that are in the movie.
Rock.
We got time. Let's say them all. Sheree Appleby's in there.
Yeah.
Fred Melamed.
Yeah.
Melamed. Rhea Perlman. David Paymer.
Is Bokeem Woodbine in the movie?
Let me look. Nope.
No, Bokeem's not
in it. Shouts to fucking Bokeem Woodbine. He's one of my favorite actors. You should get him
Bokeem
in a movie.
Woodbine.
Gillian Jacobs. Gillian Jacobs, you play her co-worker. Like, you're in the same...
In Love, yeah.
Yeah, and you're... yeah, the show's called Love, yeah.
Which you can watch on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. They're making more of that, right?
Yeah. We just shot a bunch of it.
Nice.
So...
John Daly, Martin Starr, Megan Mullally, Jeff Garland. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Marla Gibbs?
Marla Gibbs, the great Marla Gibbs from the Jeffersons in 227.
And it says with Nia Long. Yeah.
I love Nia Long.
All those Nia people. Long.
I love her.
Yeah. This Friday, you guys, why wouldn't you want to watch all those people, whatever the hell it is they're doing?
Yeah.
It's my lifelong crush.
Who cares if it's
and
weird?
And I met her on the plane. The fucking... We're declining.
Yeah.
Descending. My fucking cousin gets sick. It throws up all over the fucking place. Nia Long is right there. She's like, honey, are you okay? He was so, because we love her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he dreamt of, you know, having relations with this woman. And he just threw up in front of her. He was embarrassed.
Right.
She just told me she loved my beard. I was happy with that for my life.
She's very special, that woman.
That's all I needed.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we're counting down. Thanks, Action Bronson and Brett Gellman.
Thank you.
Next time.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.